alongside Stan White here at the Ravens Team Hotel in New Orleans, Louisiana. Ravens and 49ers coming up on Super Bowl Sunday in just now a few short days. Broadcast right here on WBAL. But one of the big stories of the day has been this Sports Illustrated piece released today online. One of the authors of that piece is David Epstein. He's with us now for another segment here on Sportsline. David, I really do appreciate you hanging with us through the break. I do want to ask you about the timing of this and the motives of those who are accusing and providing this evidence, as you see it, and also the content here. Obviously, with Ray Lewis doing what he's doing right now, and the fact the Ravens are in the Super Bowl, and it's his final week as an NFL player, would this story have come out, would it have come to you, had his season ended, and he never got back on the field because of the injury? Had they never beaten Indianapolis, would this story be printed right now by Sports Illustrated?
Absolutely. I don't think it would be on the cover, if I had to guess, but we figured it was going to come out after Ray Lewis retired. So after I interviewed him in the locker room after the Giants game, we slated it for now, assuming that the Ravens probably wouldn't be playing anymore. That was kind of our assumption. So we thought it would be a story that was going to run, you know, a couple weeks after Ray Lewis would have been retired. And we always close the magazine on a Monday when the lawyers go through everything and the fact checkers are done fact checking. So a new story from the current issue of the magazine would always come out on Tuesday.
Now, you mentioned earlier that in all your investigations that this couldn't happen in a urine test. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Let me specify on that. It would be the concentrations that you would see from this product would be very unlikely to be detected in urine. Blood is by far the preferred method for detecting IGF-1. There are experts working on better tests for IGF-1 in urine, but they're not being used in anti-doping tests right now. So you could potentially, maybe, sort of get somebody in a urine test, but the idea that from the concentration of this product that you would have any chance of catching it in a urine test, it just wouldn't happen.
Well, how did the linebacker from St. Louis then, how did they find it in his system that brought on the lawsuit?
He got caught for a separate substance called methyl testosterone that he then said this bottle was tainted with, and SWATs didn't hire a lawyer. Methyl testosterone is very easy to test for in urine, and so he claimed the bottle was contaminated with a different banned substance. And SWAT didn't hire a lawyer in that trial, so they lost by default judgment. If the products were regularly tainted with methyl testosterone, then you would see more guys failing because that's easy to test for in urine.
Dave, out of all the investigative stories you've done in your career at Sports Illustrated, and you're a full-time writer there at SI, how much do you stand by and behind this piece that you are going to stands with come Monday?
100%. I stand by everything there. I mean, it's all been fact-checked. Every word's been fact-checked and read by a lawyer, and we got responses from – we went to every person that we named in the story for responses.
Now, the guy who – from SWAT and the guys that Lewis had been dealing with, these are dirty people in their own right. They're drug users, admitted drug abusers, criminals as well. Does that factor into their validity at all?
Sure. I mean, in fact, I think it makes it more interesting that elite athletes are so willing to interact with them. They are, I don't think they're criminals now, but one of them is a self-admitted former steroid user and dealer. The other, I wouldn't call a criminal. I mean, he got arrested and acquitted for trespassing in a player's room once, but that's all we know of in his background. But there's no doubt that part of the reason we felt like the story was interesting and worth doing was because it surprised us that men like this were able to insinuate themselves into the lives of pro athletes.
Well, does this company, you know, we talked about they probably don't make any money. They probably lose a lot of money because didn't you say both these guys
they work on the side? They said they broke even on the SWATs operation last year.
Yeah, like the guy that went to Vegas and said they broke even, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, my sense is, you know, we've seen some large checks of theirs that we've then verified with athletes that they actually sent. Uh-huh. But the sense I have is that they spend a lot of their time giving away products to, you know, college and pro athletes
isn't a company that has like big offices and sophisticated labs and stuff, right?
Absolutely not. No, they have a lab, but it's not doesn't meet any sort of scientific.
I quickly went through your articles. Go on. You said they actually have a small place next to a trailer park. Isn't that what they have?
They have a gym and they run the lab out of the back of the. I mean, I was a science grad student, and it's not a lab that you would find a grad student working at, to say the least.
Sounds like, yeah.
David Epstein from Sports Illustrated, he co-wrote the piece that's right now on SI.com and also coming to newsstands on Monday, February 4th. David, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.